please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, welcome into the pro... God damn it.
We heard all of it.
Welcome into episode 35Z. This is our bonus episode for February. We always do an extra episode. Just coincidentally, times itself with the letter Z, which we don't... it's kind of an appendix because we do 25 numbered episodes, and then that Z just flops out there. So it's the bonus episode for February. Our buddy Tony Thaxton, full disclosure, we're taping this, after we just did Y with our friend Tony Thaxton. And I tried to get Eric Culver here, but he wasn't available. And so Tony has been, we were having so much fun.
Yeah.
That episode had to end, but it was like, hey, Tony, can you stick around? He checked with his beautiful lady friend, Flo. She said, yes, stay, give me some peace. I don't need to hear you beating those skins. And do you have a drum set up right in the house, or is it out in the garage?
You know what's funny is, well, not funny, but I got something new that I'm very excited about. If you were to look at it, you would go, that's just a drum set, but it's actually electronic. And I normally hate electronic kits, but it's a new thing that DW is making called DWE. And you can even change the heads and use it as a real drum set, or you put the other ones on and you could play it as an electronic. So, like, you know, we have lots of neighbors and houses close by, so I can't really go like full on. And this is like the closest thing to actually feeling like real drums.
Oh.
So I've always been so frustrated with any electronic drums I've tried to play, and these are like, all right, these do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
My dad had those pads, the electronic pads.
Yeah.
But before that, he had the pads that were just like, you know, little cushions that you would drum on.
Yep.
That looked like seat cushions.
Yeah.
Right.
And he had that. Then he bumped up to the electronic version of that because of neighbors.
Yeah.
And I think he still has some sort of set like that set up in his basement. I would imagine he plays them zero times. Hmm. But
yeah, they always, for me anyway, they always sound like they're going to be fun. And then they're just fret when you're so used to the real thing. It just doesn't feel right. And it doesn't react the right way. And it's frustrating.
As we've talked about, my dad was in a Hawaiian band at one point. Then he was a cover band. And then he lost the gig. And you're never going to guess why.
Eric Culver.
He took my dad's gig.
Wow.
That's this guy's MO, man. He just comes in and goes, oh, it looks like this is successful. I want in. And then I'll do anything you guys need me to do. And then somehow he then squishes the drummer out, and there he is. 2-4 time. That's not even a thing.
Damn. I did fill in for Eric once at a Todd Glass show. So you think I should just kind of start elbowing my way in, just start showing up?
I would.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Todd no longer does his podcast, right? Is that accurate?
Hmm. I don't know. This was a live show at the Improv, but yeah,
I think you're
know.
Right. I think it's over.
But with the stand-up shows, doesn't he still bring?
He brings
some
like a little. You know, he brings a band with him, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun.
It's fun, and he's fun with them, and they've got their own little bits behind him that, you know, anger him, quote unquote. it's good stuff. Todd's a good. You know, we gotta get him out of the program. It's been a long time since we've seen Todd Glass.
He's at these award shows, just living it up,
right,
dude? Every time you turn around,
he's always there with Jim Gaffigan, right? Isn't that the premise?
I think so. But it's weird how he's positioned. Like at the Grammys, he was positioned in such a way that there was a major sort of, I guess you'd call it a bit. Like Benson Boone was sitting there with J-Lo for some reason, and they did a thing, and then he pulls a microphone out of his jacket pocket and starts a musical number. And when he stands up, Nikki Glaser and who was the other person standing there?
Oh, I don't know who. I don't remember.
It was another beautiful woman. They grab his sleeves and pull his suit off to reveal a jumpsuit, like a rock star jumpsuit underneath it. And And fucking Todd Glass is sitting in between the two women.
There is.
Like, just like a fucking guy. He's like popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Good for him. I want to say a thing, but I'm not going to say it.
What do you say?
No, I can't say it. It's hurtful to Todd. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with him. I'll tell you guys later.
Okay. This is unfair to the listener, but I love it. You know what? They should be in the dark.
I'll tell the listener later. How about that?
How do you do that?
By speaking into this microphone.
Oh, you're so, the what? Okay, when's later? Now?
I don't know. I'll decide.
I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea either.
I don't know. Is it a word that we don't say anymore?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Heidi Klum.
What?
It was Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum and Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
Wow.
Nikki Glaser's gotten to the point where she's doing bits with Heidi Klum.
I know. Yeah. And sitting across from J-Lo.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really
good
crazy.
For her. Good for her.
She's earned it.
Yeah, she's out on tour. Currently on tour. A lot of cities. And I forget who she has opening. She has somebody opening that we know. We forget. Did we mention that we saw our friend Dave Hill?
Yeah.
We did mention that.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, we did. Dave Hill opened up for...
Did you didn't watch the Grammys?
No.
That guy, I'm not like interested in his music, Benson Boone, but he climbed up on a piano and then front flipped off of it in a way that excited me.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. It's not like he just did a flip. He did like, it was like a Cirque du Soleil flip. It was impressive. Like, it looked so polished. I was like, this guy really flips.
I only know who that is by name. I don't know what he does. I mean, yeah, I couldn't tell you his music.
I know the one song that's on the radio a lot.
Please stay. I want you. I need you.
That's how it goes.
Sounds great.
And I know that seems like not like something you want to hear, but let me tell you, that was a perfect reenactment of what his vocal sounds like.
I don't know this guy. What's his name? Brooks Brothers?
Benson Boone.
Benson Boone.
He's a short king. He's a little powerhouse, little power pack guy. Probably your height. Probably shorter than
you. I have a fairly thin and thick skin, depending on the topic.
Yeah.
I don't know if I care for short king. I don't know if
it's supposed to be complimentary.
On behalf of other short people, I'm not 100% sure I enjoy that.
That's what the kids are saying these days, Jimmy.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's a thing? That guy's a short king?
There's a whole song.
I think it's already over now, but that...
Oh, I missed it. I missed the era of it could have been a king?
Like a year ago, everyone was saying that.
Wasn't that... I feel like when you had... What was her name? Amber Rose? I feel like she called you that.
She may have. You're right.
It goes back even further.
I think
she
so.
She did say some other things. Maybe fire. She said fire a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Olivia or...
Oh, that's
Sid who said
it.
Olivia De Laurentiis definitely said it. Yeah, more recently.
But Amber Rhodes did say something along those lines.
It's possible Amber Rhodes also said it.
Yeah. I think.
I thought Amber was fine on our show. I like what she's doing now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what she's, she's embracing the love of this country and then spreading lies along with everybody over there.
As long as you make money, that's all that matters.
Hear, hear.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right? You think we should start leaning right so we can make some dough?
I said recently, can we be Joe Rogan now?
Well, look, I just said in the last episode, those fucking left-wing guys are now number one. Why not us?
Why is it? It's never us.
I guess we didn't lean hard enough into it. Yeah. We were like, oh, sorry, I know you guys hate when we talk politics. Apparently, we were supposed to talk about politics more.
Well, I think the key to all, I haven't listened to their podcast, so I don't know what they're up to. But I think the key to it is we are an ignorant vessel just asking questions.
These guys, I think from what I gather, I haven't listened to it either, but it sounds like they banter. It's three brothers bantering. Mm-hmm. We banter.
Sure.
And then they say Trump sucks. We say that.
We do that.
All the time. Yeah. How are we not number one?
I don't know. Remember when we were?
Yeah.
I was a young man. I was a young man without a child.
Yeah.
Then my kid came and I tumbled down the charts.
Just like you tumbled down those stairs at the movie theater.
I don't know. I can't walk. I know I told that story on the last episode. I don't know if I blacked out. I don't know what happened.
Something's wrong.
Something went down.
Is it a blood sugar situation?
No, it couldn't have been. Couldn't have been. I will tell you, I did not finish all my popcorn. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you were all shaken up.
Yeah, shake, rattle, and roll. You know what I mean?
You did all three of those things.
Yeah, I did. Embarrassing. Tony Thaxton is here, but I promised on some episodes ago that we would do this. So, Tony, you're going to have to tolerate this. Then we're going to get to the letter game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there better be something for the guests. That's all I'm saying.
You know what?
There may be.
Oh, why don't I get
you could also comment on it. You could be catty about it from your perch. Hey, this doesn't affect me. Let me shit on it.
Gabor sucks. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
You are part of Alice and Rosen's podcast.
Indeed.
You guys do, what, two episodes a week?
Yes.
And does she, like us, our fans are the greatest, and I believe she has a fan base similar to ours, not the same. There may be some crossover.
Right.
But I mean in regards to the people that listen to her show, they love it.
Yeah.
And the people that listen, for the most part, the people that are, like, the ones that are hearing this bonus episode, they love this thing. And they're, mm-hmm. and they show their appreciation by sending things and just supporting at a level that is just unimaginable.
Yeah.
Is it the same with Allison? Do you guys get gifts and goodies and so on?
Occasionally. It seems like it happens a lot more for you guys.
Oh.
And maybe there's more that I just don't know about, that maybe stuff just goes to Allison that she doesn't talk about.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, it happens more, but it more, I feel like it's usually food related because she'll sometimes do a snack chat segment that people will send in some weird snack or something and we'll all try it. And yeah, so mostly stuff like that.
I did do a little sample when I was there last. I think snack chat was involved and we we sampled something. It was Betsy Sodaro and myself, I believe, were the last or the last time I was there was with that. And you know what I say about that? One too many people. One too many. You get the short king. You know, you don't need to bring his flock.
That was for the group show.
No, we did
a
yeah.
solo show and a group show.
You're warming up to it, aren't you?
Short king. Well, I like I like Purple King. I was a fan of that.
That's right. But speaking of snack chat, because we do that too sometimes. You know, I talk way too much about the morning crew on the Hits 1 radio on Sirius XM. They fucking stole our Post Malone.
They did posties?
They ate posties on Tuesday. Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. Two days after our episode dropped.
What did they have to say about it?
They liked them.
they also ate them all?
Yeah. One of them, the big part of the quote-unquote segment was that the lady dropped hers on the floor and acted like it was a fucking crisis. Take another one. It's a whole fucking thing of it, right?
Yeah.
You don't just have four on a plate, right?
You got five seconds to pick that up.
What are you waiting on? They said. But I'm like, oh, you don't know about the...
No.
Oh, Post Malone made... There's now Post Malone Oreos.
Oh, I did hear about it. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like one regular Oreo at one side, the other side's a vanilla Oreo, and then the middle is salted caramel and shortbread cream, which I don't know what that means, but...
And I got news for you, brother. Delicious.
Dangerously delicious.
Yes.
Have you ever had an Oreo that you're like...
No.
Not really.
I feel like...
No.
The only thing is, if you eat a regular one, having had the double stuff, you're like, this sucks now. Because the double stuff is definitely better.
Well, you like that filling, don't you?
I love it.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God.
I heard the Lady Gaga ones were disgusting.
Really?
But I didn't...
Where are those?
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, they came out... They're gone now, but they were...
Are there any on eBay?
Would you want them?
Yeah.
They're not producing them anymore.
If somebody is selling a sealed package...
Yeah, look that up.
Yes. Check that out, Darren.
What else exists that I don't think it's still around, because I checked not that long ago? For whatever reason, a long time ago, something led me to go to Chubby Checker's website.
Okay.
And one of the things on his website that he sold?
Yes.
Beef jerky.
Chubby Checker selling beef jerky.
Yep.
Wow. Did you buy it?
I didn't, and I regret it. I'd like to know if maybe it's still... I don't think it's still around, but... And of course, it was... Chubby Checker's Twistin' Jerky or something like that.
Oh, was it two different jerkies twisted together in a knot?
I think it was just that he can't not call something twist related.
Yes. Come on, baby. Let's be honest. Somebody comes to you, if you're Chubby Checker, let's pretend you're never not funny, and a beef jerky company comes to you and goes, we're going to make the never not funny beef jerky. Do you want to? Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes, you will get a passive royalty. We throw your logo on there. So, of course, Chubby Checker has a jerky.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just not what I was expecting when I was, I don't know what I was expecting, but
no, not that.
Not beef jerky.
He's dead, right?
I don't
think so.
Oh, he's alive?
Holy I'm going to guess 87 years old.
Okay.
If I had to guess, and I have to.
Yeah, you do. Have
to. By the way, I think it's adorable that we talked about Lady Gaga and cookies and Ellie, is it made of meat? And the room acted as if he didn't speak. It just kept moving. And the look on your face, you were proud of your joke.
Yeah.
And then immediately we're okay with not getting anything.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
Just let it go.
I was willing to support it, but everyone else was against me.
Well, there's crosstalk. To your point, there was crosstalk.
Yeah. Didn't quite find the spot.
No. But that happened. What do we got? We got an update on those Gaga cookies?
There are some on eBay.
How much?
They are around 20 bucks.
Does it say when they came out?
Like, how old are they? $20 for a taste test.
They,
I think it might have been like last year.
Yeah, they're from when her Chromatica album.
Okay, so, that's no big deal.
If they're sealed.
Yeah, a year old cookie is no big deal.
Right? Should be fine.
All right, I'll go on eBay later and buy it. I'll go because we tried the Post Malones.
Yeah.
We got to try the Gagas.
Apparently, these are disgusting.
I remember seeing him at Target.
The Gagas?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember this at all.
I don't remember it at all.
Because I think I might be the one person in the world, from the sound of it, that goes to Target more than you do.
Oh, you go there a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Which one do you go to?
Usually the Glendale Galleria, because I can walk there.
You can walk to the Galleria. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
If that weren't the case, that's the last Target anyone wants to go to. Just the parking alone.
Here's the hot tip. Go early.
Yeah.
Because the Target opens at like 8 and the mall doesn't open until 11.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe even on the weekend? Because I only end up there on the weekends, and it's always a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. I've literally gone at 8 when they open, and there's nobody there.
Great.
Yeah.
I do like that Target, but I agree with Matt. It's a
multi-floor Target. That's a rare thing. I think, like, is it 3 floors?
3, yeah.
3-floor Target.
I like that, too. It's crazy. Electronics.
Sure, they've got those.
All right, here we go. All right, mail's here.
Chubby Checker is 83, by the way.
83. My guess was 87, Garen. Change it on the internet.
Let me update it.
Yeah.
I thought we were all going to guess, and then you slipped away from us.
Right, so no jerky, though?
This is that package from somebody who sent something.
Yeah, and we opened it, and then we realized it was going to be too much.
This is involved. Eric Wilkinson. Eric is part of the Never Not Funny Fantasy Golf League.
Yeah.
Ask me how my team's doing.
How's your team?
Sucking!
Oh, how is it only... What, a couple weeks in?
We are on the third tournament.
Okay.
And I'm already out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right, so here's a... Go! LPGA Golf. It's golf. Hey, speaking of golf, so here...
Darren sucks.
Four! here we've got Upper Deck Golf cards.
Oh.
So that's fun. Build a complete 150-card base set. I've got the original golf cards that came out in the late 80s or early 90s, which has, you know, all those guys, Tom Kite and Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and so forth. And I've got the whole set in pristine condition, worth upwards of $3.
They're doing really fun stuff with cards these days. It's a lot different than it used to be.
It is.
Yeah.
They should do a thing where they overlay like some kind of a game on it or something. Like either you fill in a thing on the card with a stat that wasn't on the card yet, and then some, I don't know. They should have something more than just memorabilia.
Well, let me tell you what I got here in my hand. I've got this collection of golf cards, as I mentioned, sealed. I'll open those up right
now. That's from the PGA or the LPGA?
It looks like it's a combination because the very first card on the top here is Ash Buhai, who is a lady golfer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got she was on my team last year. I drafted Ash. I did not get her this year.
Ash
Buhai? Ashley Buhai.
That's a good name, too.
But they call her Ash, and I like it. And she's good. We wish her luck, as we do all golfers.
Boo-hi! Keep y'all.
Then you got a White Sox, just a random White Sox player. Not 100% sure why that one was sent. I'm sure there's an inside joke. Based on the other ones, there's a reason he sent that, and I don't know what it is.
Who is it?
Yolmer Sanchez.
Okay.
Yolmer Sanchez. And then, of course, my favorite player of all time, Alan Bannister.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Bannister card. And then my favorite American but horrible guitarist, Ted Nugent.
Oh, wow.
Sent the Ted Nugent card
in. Cards, yeah.
And then he sent in a... a signed Big Bang Theory John Ross Bowie card.
That's perfect for us.
Wow.
So we got that there. I don't know how many of these cards you get assigned, but maybe a little nicer.
Is he his own spinoff?
No, he's part of it, though.
He's part of the new spinoff.
He's part of the new spinoff.
That's really cool.
And then, and this is wonderful, a signed Joyce DeWitt card.
Nice.
Wow.
Look at that. Eric Wilkinson found a signed Joyce DeWitt card.
Wow.
Insane.
Is it a playing card? Am I seeing that right?
It is an authentic autograph. It's a tiny version of from the Three's Company cards.
Okay.
So it's a tiny version of that with a authentic autograph underneath it of Joyce DeWitt's.
Yeah, I saw like a little symbol in the upper corner, made me think it was a playing card, but I was wrong.
It is tops. That's the great Joyce DeWitt, who, again, I want to invite on this show because I think she'd be a wonderful interview, but I don't think it would be fair to her to come on the show.
No,
so that makes me wonder, though, did Topps reissue Three's Company trading cards?
Right. What was that a part of?
Great question.
All right. So
does Motion City Soundtrack have any trading cards?
No. Oh, I can't say we do.
That just seeing Ted Nugent made me realize, hey, you're in a band. Maybe you can.
All right. Here's a card. Here's Sophie Gustafson, an autographed thing of hers, then a collection of some other cards here. And then I don't know what this is. I'll turn it around. Oh, we decided that's Cliff Floyd.
Cliff Floyd.
Right.
Yeah, that part we opened previously.
All right. So now I believe we're getting to the stuff that's for you guys.
Previously on Never Not Funny.
That scared the shit out of me, by the way.
Me saying that?
Yeah, I didn't know where it was coming from. I don't know who it was.
Matt.
Gift of the week.
So I'm going to guess this is trading cards.
Yeah.
Wait, should we guess what they are?
Oh, well, oh, it's got, yeah. I mean, Star Wars.
For sure, yeah.
Could be
maybe a Taylor.
Beastie Boys.
Maybe Beastie Boys. Maybe the, you know, the Yo! MTV Raps had trading cards. It's another fan sent us at one point, which was fantastic, actually.
Spider-Man. Maybe some Spider-Man cards.
Yeah. Here's a package of the Yo! MTV Raps trading card.
Oh, is it really?
No. That, he hasn't before, right?
From a previous episode. Oh, okay. We got some soccer.
Oh. Hey.
Of course.
we got Hugo Lloris, goalkeeper.
Oh, Hugo!
Elliot. Do you want us to make fun of you?
No.
Have some respect.
Stop it. There's like two stuck together.
It would be unheard of to make fun of Elliot.
Why does it feel like there's multiples in here? But it's
no, it's just a nice thick pack, a nice thick outing.
It's Hugo Lloris, LAFC goalkeeper, legendary French keeper.
Yeah, there won the World Cup.
It looks like there's two in there.
Oh, yeah, there
there's
you
a
go.
Bunch. So we got that. Yeah, Billy Gilmore, Scottish. I'm going to call him a legend. Not really. He used to play for Chelsea. And then fans of the game. What does this mean? This is a Yankees. Oh, my God. Why does this exist? It is from a series I assume was people who are fans of a baseball team commemorating their fandom. This is a Yankees fans of the game card. It's commemorating Matthew Modine's love. Love of the Yanks.
Eric Wilkinson gets it.
That is incredible.
Now, so far, the gifts are batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Now there's a whole separate pack here.
All right.
This seems to be from. I gotta get my glasses on. See what this is. I'm very excited about who's on it. But
all right.
This is called Pro Set Superstars Music Cards. Is the series
okay?
We've got. Three different Paula Abdul cards.
Oh boy!
Nice,
very nice.
Look at that. That's gonna get. That's gonna
man, that first
forever your girl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, take a look at that, Garrett. Even you might want to jerk
I know,
to that.
I'm like, damn.
I had all Paula. These. I had all these pictures were on my wall as a kid. Yeah, I remember them all. They were all featured in some teen magazine or whatnot.
Matt, you got a Thuma bed frame, right?
Yes.
Why don't you tip those onto the head?
These are numbered, which makes me think that there were, so they're 26, 27, and 28, leading me to believe there are at least 25 other Paula Abdul trading cards.
Oh, I don't
there.
Think so.
No, I think it was various, because I think one of the years is the same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I actually have some.
Okay, so these are the only three Abduls.
Yeah, I believe so.
Raised yeah, it was Southern... like a bunch of bands and stuff.
I'm going to teach you guys something, okay? You guys ready to learn something about Paula Abdul?
I am.
Sure.
Raised in Southern California, Paula Abdul took an avid interest in performing at an early age. By age 7, she was performing in community theater groups and spending her summers touring the country in theatrical productions.
Oh, wow.
At 10, she studied tap and jazz and soon after won a scholarship to study under Joe Trammy and the Bella Lewitsky Company. I don't know what those people are.
All right, so to Tony's point, I have Ted Nugent here, part of the Pro Set Superstars.
Yeah, what number is it?
212.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
212. Let me tell you something about Ted. The gonzo showmanship of Detroit-born guitarist vocalist Ted Nugent first attracted international attention during his 8-year tenure at the helm of the Amboy Dukes. Since going solo in 75, he's released 13 albums, and in 1988 formed yet another group, Damn Yankees. The uncompromising, unflinchingly determined way in which Ted Nugent pursued his life's calling made him not only a rock star, but something of a contemporary folk hero as well. This was written before he went fucking nuts.
Yeah.
All right, so done?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, here we go. Hand this over to Elliot.
Should I get up? Let me just get up. I don't think the cards are going to shatter, but...
I don't know what's... There's Elliot's. And then, Garrett, since you're up... Oh, sorry, dude. Oh, hey!
He did it.
He caught the floating paper.
Nice.
Write that down as a team name, floating paper. That's horrible. All right, why don't you open yours? This is from Eric Wilkinson. And then there's more mail. Okay. But luckily, each one of these packages so far, Tony, has brought a little humor.
Yeah. Okay.
Like he's there's the Joyce DeWitt, the Matthew Modine. There's been some joyers, not just going, oh, cards.
Yeah. Thank right? you for explaining.
That's my spin on this. that's me walking the listener through what's happening.
What is happening here?
What do you got, Elliot?
So I'm not entirely sure what this is. It's a whole pack, though.
Okay.
It's a whole pack. The top of which is a movie poster. It says Rudolph Valentino, Le Fils du Chic, or the son of the Chic. Maybe is the name of the movie, but in French. Okay. I think I have to open this to figure out what else is going on in there.
Yeah, why don't you do that then?
I will.
Bonjour.
And then there's an Empire Strikes Back card.
You love it.
Attacked by bat-like creatures. So this is when they're inside the
that asteroid.
Spoiler alert! The inside the monster inside the what is it called?
Minox.
Yeah.
Tony, you're also a big Star Wars nerd, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the four of you, right? Garen, is it safe to say you're all in on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a friend wrote a Star Wars book a couple years ago and named a bird after me. I have an alien bird named after me in Star Wars canon now.
What's the name of the bird?
The Duns Thaxton.
Love it.
That's great.
Love it. Good for you.
You're basically the Mylock of your time.
Uh-huh.
That's what they sound like.
Let's pretend that I don't know what that means.
The Mylocks?
No.
In Empire Strikes Back, they are hiding in an asteroid, basically.
Oh, no. Mynox, Matt. Mynox.
Oh, is it an X?
No, Mynox.
Not an L.
Knock.
What am I saying?
You said Mylox.
Oh, I thought I was saying Mynox.
What about Mylax? I take that from my stomach. Yeah.
It helps try to get through this conversation.
Anyway, they're like bats. Okay, the Millennium Falcon lands in this thing in this cave inside
of
it. Then they get attacked by these freaking giant bats.
That's what's on his card.
All right, so you got a card of that.
Yeah, and then I assume in memoriam of my previous car. A Matchbox Mustang convertible.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's very cute. And then I'm going through these other cards, and they're just classic movies. You got On the Waterfront, Girl from Missouri, Her Husband's Trademark. I've never heard of that. Stormy Weather, Guys and Dolls, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
These are cards?
These are cards, but they're all the posters of the movie.
Oh, that's fun.
Cool. That's cool. They're really cool.
I forget what Eric does for a living. This may be what he does for a living. He may be a card shop owner.
Hmm.
I forget, mainly because I don't listen to people talking.
Makes sense.
He's also beating me in the Fantasy Golf League, and so I don't...
You don't like him?
I don't like any of those people. I can't believe how bad my team is. Second year in a row. God damn it.
The other thing I will mention is that these mostly seem to be like shiny, sparkly textured. Hmm. So they're not smooth. They have a little, little...
What was that one?
This is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's a movie.
A movie.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Sergio Leone.
So show this Derma when you get home. And see what she says.
Wait, what do you mean you're going home?
What's that? No, you have till June.
No.
Come back, honey. I'm not done showing you the movie cards.
Hey, look at a tiny car like I used to have. Hello. All right, Garen, what do you got? What did Eric send you?
All right. I have Natural or Supernatural, The Thing from Another World.
Oh, that's cool.
And are those, what are those, flashcards?
These look bigger than, they're like super-sized cards.
No, he's just got small hands.
Oh, sorry.
And then I got a Joe Dumars card, obviously because he knows the fundamentals.
Of course.
Oh, he's from the Pistons. Detroit.
Yeah, he's from the Pistons as well, yeah.
Which you obviously
he
knew.
He says, yeah, like he knows.
Let me open this.
Yeah,
this
take
is,
a look at
this
those.
This is definitely
you want a, sealed. You want a blade?
No, look at that.
You got it, huh?
Nicely done.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Don't ruin them.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Careful.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, these are like sci-fi horror stuff. Metropolis.
Nice.
The Cave from Outer Space. The Incredible Shriek Man. Oh, these are neat.
And what are those? 4x6, would we say? Smaller than that.
Look, 3x5.
3x5?
That seems a little smaller than that.
Smaller than 3x5?
I'm going to say
2x4?
I'm going to go 3x5.
I think they're 3x5.
Oh, I think it's more than 3. I think the 4x5 is more accurate.
Yeah, there's a Metropolis. These are really neat. Dr. Terror's House of Horrors.
Jimmy, give him the ruler. Let's settle this once and for all. The how many cocks is it?
I don't.
How many of your cocks?
All right, here.
I think 3x5 is right. That was.
There we go.
So is it 1.5 cocks?
We got
two cocks.
Oh.
What do you got, Garen?
2.5 by. 1.75
Oh boy, we were way off.
No.
What?
Two and a
cocks.
Half.
Oh, two and a half cocks.
Yeah, that's five.
This ain't standard.
No, one is 2 inches.
Each one is two inches.
Got it, guys.
It's his cock.
I got it.
For measuring by Jimmy's cock.
Yeah. So what do you got?
So it's just, what did we say before? 3x5. It's 3x5.
Yeah.
It's 3x5.
Yeah, it's 3x5.
So that's, how many of my cocks does that work out to be? One by one,
one
and a half,
half
by two and a half?
Two and a half.
Yeah.
All right, throw that back, Aaron. Throw the cock register back.
Cock register.
I can't believe I caught that, quite frankly.
That was impressive.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
All right, Garen, you done opening?
I think so.
All right. And then there's one more box here. This
what the hell?
It says for me.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I thought there was plenty already for
this
me.
This is going to be a bobblehead, I'm predicting.
This. What do you think it is?
A bobblehead.
I can tell you it's got some styrofoam. All right, so what do we think? Do we think it's going to be a White Sox player? Do we think it's going to be a pop culture, a Kiss?
Yeah.
What do we think it's
going
to be?
I'm going
Chubby Checker Beef Jerky.
I think Kiss is a good guess.
All right, I slide it out, and look at that. Not unlike, for you nerds, not unlike Han Solo.
In carbonite.
In carbonite. I take it out, and, oh, you know what? Go this far with it. It looks out. And, oh, it's a golfer of some sort.
Oh, boy.
It's, it's a Taya Thedekin. That's awesome. She now goes by the name Gino because Taya was too difficult for the announcers to say, so she thinks.
So she just changed it?
Yeah, she just changed her name to Gino, which was a nickname that she had, but then she now goes by Gino. And she is my favorite golfer who I did not get on my team. Who, excitingly, is having a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How old does she turn?
26.
22.
Holy
shit.
She's
a child.
Oh, my God.
And this doesn't look anything like her.
It's going to look nice on that shelf up there, though.
It does not look anything like her. She
it's not
is
not even a bobblehead, right? It's just a...
It's just a
no.
It does. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep your head still when you're golfing.
That's right. Fundamentals.
That's awesome. This is from the Great Lakes Bay Invitational. Atanaya Thittigan. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Eric.
Very fun.
She's got little earrings on or a Bluetooth in her ear for some reason.
I thought that was just the part of the foam packaging.
It's not. It is. It just refuses to come off. There we go. Good looking girl.
Wow. Got creepy.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Very nice. Very
Thanks,
nice
Eric.
Gifts.
That was
yeah,
very cool.
Very cool.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to treasure this Matthew Modine collectible card.
Oh, my God. This weighs 400 pounds. My labrum just broke again.
Oh, dear.
All right, more mail. Tony, thank you for sticking around for mail.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's more mail.
And then we're going to go around the horn, and we're going to get everybody's Z. We're matching Matt. And then next season is sci-fi and horror.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sci-fi and horror.
Very exciting.
And will it be Matt going into the new season with A, or will it be someone? Maybe it'll be Tony Thaxton by via email. Will it be Elliot? Will it be Garen? Will it be JP? I've never called myself that before. All right, again, this is very heavy. Oh.
Uh-oh.
It looks like it's food.
Oh, boy. How long has it been here?
Yeah, I know. That's my concern. Okay, I'm shoving that back in, not like a baby that's not ready to come out yet.
Is that what you do?
Yep. Get back in there.
I don't know a lot about the medical world, but I'm pretty sure that's what you do.
Yeah, you just stick them back
in. Oh, this one's not ready, and you just stick it right back up.
Yeah, you take the cookies out of the oven. There's a little too soft. Put them back in.
Hey, gang, long-time caller, first-time writer. Greetings from Minnesota. Just wanted to send you guys a few treats because I know how much you guys, A, appreciate eating on the air, B, unnecessary amounts of sugar. I know that Matt's weakness is gummy bears, and that the last time you had some, you talked about how the biggest problem with gummy bears is that they aren't intense enough in flavor, so I'm sending some Albanese brand gummy bears that I think have a really nice flavor to them.
Oh, boy.
I've also included a few Minnesota candy, classic candies from the Pearson's Candy Company, salted nut rolls. I will have that immediately, which are nougat and caramel wrapped in peanuts.
Oh.
Tony, come on now.
What are you doing to us?
I know. Nut goodies, which are maple flavored nougat with peanuts and chocolat. And bun bars, I'm in. I don't know what this is, but I'm in. Which I'm just now realizing are almost identical to the nut goodies. I believe for a long time they're mostly available in the Midwest, but I'm not sure how widely. So I don't know if you've had them before, but I love the salted nut rolls. Garen, you do too, right?
Oh, the best.
And my wife and daughter are found under the nut goodies. That is the most uncomfortable sentence I've ever read in my entire life. My wife and daughter are found are fond of the nut goodies. I want to thank you guys for all the entertainment you've provided me over the years. Even if I'm having a bad week, and I've had a lot of those, I at least know that I have two episodes a week of Never Not Funny to look forward to. Of all the parasocial relationships I have, you guys are by far the best. Thank you for being a wonderful distraction from everyday drudgery. As for me, I'm off to purify myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Much love, Joey Beatty. P.S. My now 14-year-old daughter just mentioned again the other day how cool it is that she got to talk to you guys on the phone 2 or 3 years ago during a call-in episode.
No, that's nice.
That's very nice. All right, so this is a box full of treats.
Yeah.
So here's, I assume, some of the bars.
Can we call it a box full of nuts?
Here's those Albanese.
Yeah, I've seen these.
Look at that.
These are dangerous.
Here, Matt, go put your weight belt on. Carry that. Oh.
This is way too many gummy bears.
And that's
this
it.
Is 36 ounces, 2.25 wow. pounds of gummy.
That looks like a resealable bag, Matt.
Salted nut roll. Here's the nut goodie. That seems to be... And then here's that big one, which, again, like you said, it's basically the same thing. So, all right, there's treats here if anybody wants one.
I have to try the gummy to see if he's right about the...
Yeah, you do. I want to try one of those, too, before I try
Just the smell is intense.
Tony, do you want... Anybody?
What are those?
These are those nut roll things I've just described.
My nuts don't go well with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them right there.
Tony, you want one of these?
I can bring one.
Maybe after?
I could bring something. Never mind.
Yeah, everybody bring something home. You don't have to do it now.
Yeah. I'm throwing the trash away.
No, you don't have to do that now.
I've had these in an airport before.
Can I try one of these?
They're really good.
I do remember you buying these in an airport. Tony.
Does help?
They're gluten-free.
they're open. They're not. Why would I think they're individually sealed? What an asshole I am. Okay, so I went with looks like maybe a strawberry and a cherry.
Thank you, Elliot, for giving me the worst flavors. They're all lemon.
What'd you get, licorice?
The same thing happened to me. I got like blue and white.
Red, white, and blue, buddy. You don't love this country?
Dodgers.
These are potent.
I need to go back. I just need to have something red.
What do you think about the Albanese? What do you think, Tony, about the Albanese gummy?
Pretty good.
Garen says they're potent. If you had to think of one word.
I'd probably say potent.
Those are good.
That's a squishy gummy.
They need to be out of my sight.
All right, I'm going to try the nut roll.
I think those are sold here, aren't they?
Like I said, I feel like I see them in airports. Yeah. I don't know where else I see them.
Here's the problem with the nut rolls. They've been sitting in a box in our studio for a few weeks.
Oh, boy. Is that something perishable?
It's just stuck.
Oh, I see.
Well.
And misshapen.
As we know, we have intermittent heat in the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are from Merrillville, Indiana.
Oh.
That's right in my first open mic.
Oh.
And the... What's that venue?
It was the Holiday Star
Theater, yeah.
But I was at the Comedy Cottage.
Yes, I was just starting it because I think you and I have talked about seeing shows there.
Before. Yeah.
This is the most lemon-flavored treat I've ever had. It tastes like a lemon. Like
you'll love it.
Literal lemon.
Huh. Tony says they're potent. What do you think? If you had to come up with one word, Garen, Tony says they're potent.
Potent?
Yeah. Does anybody want to try the nut roll? I can tell you it's absolutely delicious.
I will say that
I broke it off, so everybody wants any that you can.
I believe I can differentiate flavors on these, whereas most gummy bears, I cannot.
Yeah. Most gummy bears is, oh, look, it's a color.
Yeah, right.
And then they all taste kind of whatever. Yeah, these have
some difference in flavor.
Like Jelly Bellies, in a way. Yeah. Don't eat that, Elliot, if it's going to hurt your tummy.
I'll just have a tiny bit. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want breaking entertainment news?
Yeah.
Sure.
Amazon now has full control of the James Bond franchise. For the first time since its inception, the Broccoli's have relinquished control.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
They're old and they want money.
So I wouldn't look forward to any good Bond movies anymore.
Okay.
Suddenly James Bond is going to be a bald guy who's 5'6".
I'm listening. You got a short king in the role? I'm in. Garen, look to your look to your right.
I don't want that. Thank you, though.
I'll throw it back here. I'll finish it up.
Ironically, I don't like nuts.
Hey.
Garen, we don't like that kind of humor on here.
Oh!
Wait, what was the other thing?
That was close.
Oh, you want to try it?
Wasn't there one other...
There's two another nutty thing.
Bun boys or bun,
yeah.
Like
that.
You got this guy.
Hot buns.
You got the maple fuck. And then you've got... which one is that?
That's the nut goodie.
Oh, here's the bun maple. Here's bun maple.
This isn't the kind of thing that you can.
He's arguing it's the same. He's suggesting it's the same thing.
This is milk chocolate, roasted peanuts, and maple nougat. What does that say?
Real milk chocolate, roasted peanuts, and maple nougat.
Okay, it is, yeah, he's right. That's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
All right, I'm going to try a little corner of this if I can bust it off.
Garen, you probably want to bust something off, huh?
I'm going to bust it.
Sure I'm not sure I feel comfortable with that nomenclature.
What? I'm busting a nut. What's wrong with that?
And that's it. Jimmy's done. He's out of here.
Oh, my God.
What?
I mean, do you like maple?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
You like peanuts?
Uh-huh.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. Nut goody.
Nut goody.
Write that down as a fantasy baseball team name.
How about write that down as a fantasy baseball team name? Just write that down.
Tell that. Not bad.
I've got to finish this.
Okay.
Then I'm going to try the nut. Have you tried the nut goody?
I have not.
Here. Crack off a little bit of that. Was this entertaining to the listener?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the funniest thing you've said in 15 years. Just the timing was beautiful.
Darn, mark that down.
It just was... No would have been funny, but not work. I doubt it. Just perfection. Perfection. If I'm you, and hear me out, I'd quit.
Yeah, sure.
I'd get out on that, and then give us Joseph's number. All right, I got to try this. Oh, my God. What did you think of this, Tony?
It was good.
All right, and you want to try some of this, Elliot?
Sure, why not?
That might be the best of the bunch today.
I don't know how to break it off without it breaking.
Well, that you're trying to break
it. Got it. All right, you take that. You can have the rest. Or give some to anybody else. Bring it over across the hall. I don't give a shit what you know.
Oh, wow, that's nougat.
Oh, you asshole.
Well, the middle thing, I think, is the maple.
Right, maple nougat.
Maple nougat, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Fucking great, right?
Why wouldn't this? Who wouldn't like this?
I know. Why is it, like, regional candy, it's always so simple, but it's like, you don't need to do anything. This is it.
Yeah.
Stop fucking around with all your cluster of nerd shit, like laboratory.
I like cluster nerds.
I do too. But there's something about just chocolate and maple.
I just want to point out that on the back of the package is a little symbol. It is a squirrel with a crown. And I think King Squirrel is the right way to go.
Squirrel Kings. Right there, down, Garen. What's the brand?
Those are the shortest of kings.
There you go. It doesn't. There's no other reference. It's just a little silhouette of a squirrel with a crown.
Hmm. I can't name my team the Short Kings. I can't,
no,
right?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, on the back of this, there's a symbol that says, these were made by Nazis.
Can I be completely honest with you guys?
Yeah.
And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Mm. I thought that breaking news was disappointing. I really did.
Didn't you think it was going to be something of import?
Yeah, that doesn't affect my life in any way, shape, or form. I thought somebody died.
Also, I think it was. Yeah, I think that came out yesterday.
It might have also come out yesterday.
It says 5 hours ago with the thing.
I guess it was this morning. I was looking at Blue Sky and I saw Blaine Kopach made a joke that I didn't understand until you told me that. Now I understand what he was.
What did he say?
He said coming soon from Amazon. James Bond in something funny. I don't remember the punchline.
I'm sure it was. The guy's a machine.
I feel like we need this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Breaking news with Garrett. It's
definitely
really news.
All right, thank you. Garen, we thank you for the news. Here's a treat for you.
Wow.
And thank you to Joey Beatty.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Eric. Thank you guys for the nice, as always, anybody that mails us anything, we thank you. We thank you for the songs, the parodies, and we thank you for your support. And as we go into our new season here, don't forget the perks will be available. Go to the website, get your address in there correctly, and let us know who you want to have your Zoom call with if you're at those levels.
Yep.
And also, as a reminder, if you're at the $25 level, there will be you'll be contacted that your name was chosen. And, 12 of those people get to, you don't have to futz around on the internet with that and the website with that. It'll be all via email.
Yes.
But one a month get to do that as well. Here we go. It's now time for.
That's right.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter game. Hope my guess is better.
You start with the letter,
end with the name.
It's the never not funny. Garen sucks. I go first.
Yes, you do.
And I had the con for many a week.
Yes, yeah. You did.
And I feel confident it's coming back to daddy.
Oh.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Ah.
Zero Dark Thirty. That's a movie.
I had that written down.
It's a drama. Heavy drama.
Mm. Never seen it.
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's directed by a woman, if you like that.
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
Isn't that...
Catherine Bigelow.
That's what the former wife of somebody?
James Cameron.
Thank you very much. See, that's breaking news to me. That's information that's helpful to me.
They were married 30 years ago.
Admit it. If he said breaking news, they got back together, that'd be more exciting than a fucking James Bond thing. interrupted us enjoying a treat.
It's a huge deal.
Do you understand you were interrupted a treat?
Are you a Bond guy?
I don't know
you to be a Bond guy.
Legacy guy.
So then, how does it a big
legacy
deal to you?
Let me ask you this:
It's a huge thing when a giant corporation now owns one of the most prolific film franchises of all. Well, that doesn't make any sense, but that was it independent.
It was kind of locked away for
they were very
for good
insistent.
And for ill.
And there are very few bad Bond movies.
I agree with that.
Now they will probably exclusively be bad.
Well, we'll find out. There's only one way to find out.
Do you think they will make movies, or do you think they will go right into making a series?
That
is a good question.
Oh.
I bet you we get young Bond series, old Bond movies.
Interesting.
Like That's James interesting. Bond Jr., like that cartoon from the 80s.
I like that.
We'll see.
That was a cartoon? James Bond Jr.?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, wasn't it? What? It was like his nephew. James
I've
Bond.
Never
You've never heard of James
either.
Bond Jr.?
No, and no. Don't say it to us like we're completely out of touch with the world.
You're the weirdo.
Yes, the fact that you know that makes you awful.
I have a question for Garen on the research side. Does Ian Fleming or their trustees or whatever have any
I don't
say
think
in
the,
this?
It's the Broccoli family.
Well, the Broccoli's have the films. Do they own the book rights, too? Because... I don't know how wide open it is. I guess is what I'm saying.
You know who does? Creed. What'd you say? You don't care? I stepped on you. Yeah. Agreed. I'm with Matt. Don't care. It doesn't affect my life. The fact that we're talking about this much infuriates me. Although my son loves the Bond movies.
No, he does.
You've met my son,
Oliver.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Let him know you're going to break his heart a little bit. The Broccolis don't have Bond anymore.
I don't think he's going to be as partisan about it as you were being.
I will report back how he feels about it. I will let you know on Monday.
I'm not saying Amazon's a good company or has a track record of doing good things, but they have lots of money, and so they could blow it out if they want to. Like that's there's the plus side of that on some level.
Yeah, I could be 100%.
I think you're overrating what the Broccolis have done with that franchise.
I guess it's more that they've had such a, I guess, stranglehold is the word for it.
Nugent.
yes. Full circle to your card.
But you're right.
Forever.
And it is notable that they were independent and they controlled.
But they also were there was not fighting necessarily.
There was some
infighting. There was never.
It was murky.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
So
that's why
that
I'm not
suddenly,
so against this. At least it unifies the...
It's interesting to me.
We are still talking about it, aren't we?
I'm gonna discuss this with my son at length. He's home from school today because he's under the weather.
Oh, sorry.
He's staying at home today. He's lost his voice. Huh. So he's staying home today to hopefully get his voice back. And then because they've got... full tech rehearsal on Saturday for his play.
Oh boy!
And so he needs to get his voice back,
yep.
So that he could deliver his lines comedically.
What's the play they're doing?
39 Steps.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
I know there's a Hitchcock. There's two Hitchcock movies. He made that one twice.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not
a movie.
Funny.
Yep.
Oh.
No, it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. The play is anyway.
Oh wow.
The play's supposed to be funny.
Huh.
It's it won Tony's on Broadway because it's like three people, there's four people or whatever, but two guys play 10 roles or something. But that's not how they're doing it here.
Right,
they're,
so it's going to lose some of the humor because of that.
Yes.
That sucks.
It's going to, Oliver, I think, is playing four roles, like he almost talks to himself.
Yeah.
But then he's also one of the leads.
Oh.
So it's,
Is that the movie? Maybe you don't know the answer to this, but I think that might be the movie that the song "Que Sera Sera" came from.
I don't know. I could tell you that I just watched the movie within the last 60 days.
Okay.
And I still can't answer that question.
Garen.
Oh, this play is from the from the 90s.
Yeah.
It's a parody play adapted from the novel and the film.
Oh, okay.
That's
so it's a different
gotcha.
Animal.
What were you asking? Que sera, sera?
Yeah. Yeah,
what movie is that
what
from?
What movie is that from?
Whatever will be, Garen.
That's right. Isn't the movie called that?
The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. Sera.
Who's that? Doris,
Doris Day?
Day. The great what Doris Day. Be, she's still with us.
Be, is she?
Tony, you're glad you stayed.
you just hit a topic where I just know nothing about.
I looked at you and your eyes were like in your head going, how do I leave? Can I say Flo just texted me? What do I do to get out of this?
I do have
a quick question though.
Yeah.
Could it get hotter in here?
No.
It is.
Doris Day is dead.
Oh,
okay. And that song is
breaking from- news.
Breaking news, she died in 2019.
Oh, okay. Jesus
and then
Christ.
The Man Who Knew Too Much is the Hitchcock okay. film. That
gotcha. Thank you.
From.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, Tony, Elliot just installed these brand new things on the on our heaters, on the vents. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if some for some reason that this this new
you.
One has made it.
Is it blowing hot air on you?
I don't feel hot air. It's just
I don't think
it is hot.
I think it's just warm out.
It's just warm.
The air's probably not even on. It's just it was cold that last night and in the morning, but then
we've been in here.
Got hot outside and then the building heats
up. And the comedy has certainly heated this room up. There's no doubt about it.
My God pleasure.
Damn know it.
You're welcome. Hey Garen, what's your guess for a Z movie?
Zero Effect.
Zero Effect.
Zero Effect.
Zero Effect.
So far, two zeros.
Yeah.
That's me and Garen.
Yep.
See if we can make it a third.
Okay, maybe.
What do you got?
I'm not going to do that. I know that Matt doesn't want to keep the con.
Yeah, he does not.
So I've tried to think of the easiest thing that he thought would think other people would think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Zero 30.
Zorro.
Yeah, that was my third choice. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I don't. Yeah. Is it called that?
Well, there's a
it, there it is will, it will there be
is,
for this.
There is oh, okay. a movie. It's not the one with Antonio Banderas, right. But there
well,
is a
Zorro
movie.
The Gay Blade.
Right. Yeah. If it's that,
there's the Mark of Zorro. There's
okay.
Well, not Mark of Zorro. That's an M.
That's an M. I'm just saying that
there's got to be a movie at some point that was just called
all right.
Zorro.
Well, now I know that I lost.
You don't know that
or Zorro the Gay Blade.
I mean, Matt's a decent actor, but he's not that good.
Thank you.
Well, you know you're not a good actor, Matt. That can't be insulting to you.
Pretty good.
You have to know you're not. You have to know you're not.
I mean,
he's look. Acting like he believes it pretty well.
Yeah, you know what? This is convincing.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you got?
I'm going one of the only things I could think of, and by think of, I mean see on Google.
Yes.
Zodiac.
Zodiac, which was my second choice.
Mm.
I think that is the Zorro. The confidence that Elliot thought of Zorro, I think, is Zodiac. Mm. I think it's a choice between Zodiac and Zero Dark Thirty.
Those, honestly, yeah, those are the only two I even
had. I can guarantee it's not Zero Effect.
Yeah.
Do we have the fans?
Sure.
They weighed in on this? Were they aware of... Don't need money. Don't need fame.
All right. I think this is a sci-fi.
Let's find out together.
Maybe I'm wrong. Zardoz?
Yeah, that's sci-fi.
Oh, with Sean Connery.
Yeah. Because I thought of that, but I felt like...
I've never seen it. I assume it's
I have. Sci-fi. It's super weird, it's and there's sci-fi. Like... space sounds and right, stuff like
so, that. Is that the one where he's in the weird like bikini
yes.
outfit?
Bikini right. with straps over his nipples.
Creepy.
And,
yeah.
Keep that in mind for 6 months from now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Zorro.
Zombie.
Just zombie.
I don't know a movie zombie, but
there probably is one.
Horror yeah. movie.
I don't know what
either. Famous horror movie? Yeah.
Is it?
Okay.
We'll be done by 1:30, I said.
Zorba the Greek.
Zorba the Greek.
It's a good movie. And is Matt
that,
is
that a drama?
I believe so.
Okay.
Anthony Quinn.
You may be mixing it up with 12 Chairs.
No, I'm not. I can guarantee I'm not.
Okay.
Is that Anthony Quinn? Am I right?
Yes. I believe it's Anthony Quinn.
1964 drama film.
It is a drama. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a musical.
Yeah, I guess I thought it
but
went.
But like Garen said, zombie, definitely a horror movie. Definitely doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Zombie's yeah, out.
Zombie's out. Good point. Zero Dark Thirty is number two, and number one, Zodiac.
Okay, so there we go. So let's find out from Matt Belknap. Does he keep the con going into the new season, or does he hand it over? Does it leave? Does it go off site?
We don't know.
All right. Remember when I said earlier that I would tell you what I meant by, Todd Glass keeps popping up everywhere, but I couldn't say how.
Yes.
He kept popping up everywhere like Zelig.
Ah.
Which might be a comedy, but
here's
not my number one, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter because it's not number one, but I think at the end of the day, it's a comedy. Now, to your point that you asked off the air, is it funny?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's an amusement.
There's funny things in it.
I mean, is Forrest Gump a funny movie?
No.
But it is kind of amusing in the sense that he pops up in weird parts of history. Things. It's the same kind of
but
movie.
But you also cry at Forrest Gump. You don't cry at Zelig.
I think if Woody Allen hadn't made Zelig, if some other person had directed it, you would have just gone, that's just a movie about a guy who pops up everywhere. You wouldn't say that's a comedy.
But it's an amusement. It's not a drama. It's not a sci-fi. Right. It's not a horror.
I would
it's not
argue
adventure.
It's not a good.
I remember liking it.
Anyway, I did not like it.
That's number four.
IMDb says it's a satire comedy.
Oh, okay.
All right. There you go. Again, it's not number one, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Number three.
Yeah.
Zone of Interest.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
I believe it won.
No, it's not. It's okay.
Did it win Best Foreign Film last year? Or it was nominated for
That's one where they've heard of it. The house is right next to the concentration camp.
Yeah.
And it's the description in the movie and the poster are far more interesting than the movie. The movie does not it just didn't live up to the expectations.
I never saw it. Number two. Zorro.
Hey! Zorro's so far as any thought.
So will it be Tony or will it be Jimmy? I know it's not going to be Garen.
Number one, a film I enjoyed quite a bit, and I didn't think anyone else even knew it existed or thought of it.
Oh, it's Garen!
Zero Effect.
Oh, wow!
Look at that!
That's right.
Get the cash and the coffee.
Why did you pick that?
Jake Kasdan.
I have this film on digital versatile disc.
Not you.
Aaron Matt.
Because I liked it. It's the first thing I thought of, and I like it.
It's a good movie.
Can the song be more clear? Get the cash.
It just doesn't seem like that fits your strategy.
I know. I couldn't think of anything that felt more. Like, if I had thought of Zodiac, I probably would have said it.
Yeah.
That. I said one, you said wins. Yeah. Either way, positive energy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to count this out. Garen, get ready. He's going to whip this at you.
You think I could blow it out of my recorder like a dart? Let's try.
Do I think you can? No.
No,
but that
I
doesn't
don't.
Mean I want you to. I don't want you to try.
That's fair.
It's going to sound great no matter what. What note should I
So play? Can we predict the distance? I predict it falls in his lap.
I'm going to match your guess.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to go this far. I don't think it even comes out.
Well, let's see how he does
it. I'm going to put an arc on it. I'll tell you that much.
All right. It's like a blow
down. I'm also going to cover all the holes, whatever the lowest note is.
Yeah, you got to do that. Otherwise, it won't give him jack.
All right, here we go. Ready?
And... Nothing. All right, nothing, it was too tight. I wanted it to
I
be
think
a nice
it's in too tight.
I wanted a nice seal, but that was obviously
okay,
too tight.
All right, now I think it falls in his lap.
And five.
I actually cut to Garen thinking it might come out.
All right. I think I have to roll it a little tighter is the thing.
Tighter?
Can you
cap the end so it doesn't... The air doesn't go through the dollar.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Oh, the air is going through the bill, and it's stuck in the thing.
Oh, okay. We got an airflow problem.
Yes.
So let me roll it and then fold the tip into a sort of a...
Okay, I'm listening.
For those of us who are circumcised, we don't understand what you're talking about.
This show just gets dumber and dumber.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Freezy.
If I had tape, now that... Oh, wait a minute. I have these little caps over here. Maybe if I cap it with this thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to fit.
I don't think this is going to go past the table. Even in the best of...
Yeah, table was the... Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
What are you
here
doing?
We go.
You got something?
No, Look what I got.
What do you got?
It's from a cable that I got. It's like a plastic...
All right, so you're going to put that
Now what I predict is that plastic bit goes.
I would put the plastic in.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I think the paper is...
Yeah, that's better.
Here we go.
Better.
All right. And five. There's never been a bigger man.
All right, now let's try the other.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
And five.
All right, what if I just whip it?
Yeah, do that. Hey, there you go.
Five.
That was something.
That was something.
All right, congratulations, Garen.
You just invented the caveman weapon.
Garen is a big horror and sci-fi fan, so he's going to begin the new season.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Big horror.
Yeah. Yeah, you fuck a lot, man. Is that true, Garen? Are you getting any currently?
It's not as true as I would hope it is, but...
But you're getting some action.
He's getting some. He dropped that recently, and I was surprised, because he acts like this sad sack who's not getting any action. But
he is.
He's getting some.
He's dipping the wick.
Look at this hair.
Why is there jizz in it? Is that confirm it?
There's something about Garen?
Yeah. Why would that be?
I don't know.
Look at this hair. What a strange thing to say. In any context, even if you're leaving the hairdresser.
It's difficult to talk about these things these days, but Garen has been walking a bunch, and I believe the effort has shown results.
I agree.
100% agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, for some reason we've received emails that we're not allowed to say Garen looks good.
Yeah.
You can say Garen looks shitty.
Specifically, it said we can't say that.
It's actually your mom. She said you've got too big of an ego and we shouldn't compliment you anymore.
Yeah. Then she said, P.S., look at his hair. All right, hey, Tony, again, I don't know why you stayed.
Loved it. I wanted to sweat some weight off, you know?
Yeah, sure.
That's what it is. You come in here and sweat, and then you walk. And you too can look as good as Garen someday.
Oh, yeah, that hair.
One day.
He's getting all that tail. How long have you been with your lady friend now?
It's been about like 2.5 years.
Two and a half years.
Yeah.
Nice. And you guys live together?
We do, yeah.
You do. And that's going well.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Good for you. She's always very nice.
Yes.
Whenever I see her, which is not often.
She helped out at Park Castle.
Yes,
very
she did.
Nice.
Yeah, she did. She had a great time.
Good.
Good.
She loved it. She got to, I forget his name now. The guy from Breaking Away that...
Dennis
there.
Christopher.
Yes. She got. She ended up having to go pick him
up.
Oh,
she was the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, unprecedented, we, Dennis Christopher, because he hurt himself, he cannot drive, but he wanted to do it, and I was like, we'll get a car. You know, we're going to get the star of my favorite movie. I'm going to make this work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I assumed that we were just going to get an Uber or just get a town car, and then Rich Tackenberg went, we'll send somebody. And that's what we did.
There you go.
And so it was Flo.
Yeah.
Did he sit in the front or the back seat?
I think in the front, but no gas money.
Man of the people. What?
No gas money.
He didn't kick in? where were his scarves? Did they stay? Or didn't he have the actor scarves thing going on?
You guys joked about it.
We did.
Yeah.
He sent me a nice text afterwards, and it's one of those texts I'm going to keep.
What did he say? Thank you for having me. Please delete my number.
But I'm still going to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because
that means you had his number.
Because screenshot.
Because he doesn't know that I keep, right? I wrote back, will do. He doesn't know. He doesn't see my phone. He barges in here with authorities. hey, guys, thanks for a great season. Thanks for a great, wait, we got to pay Elliot $50.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Did we confirm that?
If I just throw the whole can.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is from the Jeremy Herbal. First of all, thank you to Dane Coffee for providing the money for the Dane Coffee Can for the letter game. Dane has sent a letter that I will read on the next episode on 36A that has to do with the new season. And then we thank Jeremy Herbal for providing the money for the Jeremy Herbal trivia tin for the trivia where Garrett or Elliot, I believe, won by maybe 20 points.
So I think we should do a little bit of ceremony to this. Garrett, do you have the numbers or do you want me to read mine?
Go ahead. I'm trying to find the
actual site.
The actual spreadsheet. Site. Yeah.
So what I have is coming in fourth.
It's our boy Garen.
Is Garen with 62?
To the pop culture trivia expert.
Yeah.
The Garen multiple Kemper. Champion trivia player.
Did you hear your number? 62.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Garen will
seven
confirm
short.
These. And then there you go. In second, started off strong.
In second. What happened to third?
Third rather started off strong.
I started off strong.
With 98,
yeah,
still a good showing.
Can we agree? Close to 34 more than Garen. 35 more than Garen.
Yes.
36 more than Garen.
36 more than Garen.
37
is Jimmy.
That's right.
And
I started strong, and then I just fell off a cliff.
In second place with 128, also came on strong late. Matt.
Yeah, 128.
And then I won with 148.
I was going to say 141. 148.
148. Wow.
I did say by 20 points.
Yeah.
Strong, strong show.
But if Matt had gotten his 21,
I know.
He'd have won unless I'd gotten that one, and then we would have tied.
That would have been exciting.
If only I had known what song was based on the song that had a resurgence in 1996. The most fucking labyrinthine question ever.
That Elliot missed but got.
He somehow knew it and then shows the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, a rare show of respect here. I'm going to walk this over to him, not throw it, because this is big.
I'm going to say this. You know, we played this game at home where I say to Oliver, he asks how the question went, and I said, well, does Mom know the question? Let's play with Mom. And she got it.
Nice.
She knew the... all right, here we go. $50 in... Great season, Elliot.
Thank you, sir.
And 50.
Woohoo!
Look at that.
Wow.
The Triviton. What are you going to do? You going to order Sprouts?
Probably.
Why don't you guys go out for a nice dinner with them?
We might. We just...
you know, kick in another 50.
We went to a Brazilian steakhouse in Koreatown. It was delicious.
Hmm.
You know, Brazilian... Irma's a big fan of the beef.
Yeah, she likes meat on swords.
Yeah, meat on swords. So she had a great time. That was our Valentine's Day
nice.
Dinner.
Love it.
And we went on... Here's the great thing about having a girlfriend who's from Indonesia. Even though she actually wouldn't care as far as the date goes, we were on Indonesian Valentine's Day, but it was February 13th here. So that means that we didn't have to deal with all the other bullshit with everybody all doing it the same day.
Yeah, you're big on that. You love talking about how it's all bullshit and it's a hassle.
The sentiment is fine.
Mr. Romantic, Elliot Hochberg.
Yeah, I've got no problem with the sentiment. I just don't want to be forced to do it on a particular day and deal with a bunch of bullshit with a bunch of other people.
To your point, that pizza joint that I think is overrated, that Mazza at the corner of Melrose and La Brea. The line for that as we were driving past it was I would say 30 cars waiting to park at 9 o'clock at night.
On Valentine's?
On Valentine's Day.
And Irma and I talked about it. She's like, yeah, I don't care. I mean, I want to do a Valentine's thing. She wanted to do a Valentine's thing.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't done an American Valentine's. So that's great. I'm happy to do that. But she agreed with me. It's like, you don't have to do it on that day. She doesn't like being around people either. So there you go.
Here. Did you do something nice, Tony?
I was sick.
Oh, no. Tony.
We're still going to do something, but that screwed it all up.
Just the flu that's going around?
Yeah, something. I don't know what it was. I took like the COVID and flu test you can buy now, and it said I didn't have either, but I also kind of tested late, so maybe I did. Mm. I don't know. But it just wouldn't go away for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
You know who's in great health? Eric Kelver.
Tell the drumming
guy. That guy has never been sick a day in his life. All right, we ready? Let's go. We're done.
Yeah. Where are we going? You acted like you were waiting for us to get in the car.
Yeah, let's go. I'm enough. Let's go. Let's go. We got to get out of here. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting. We'll see you next season. On behalf of the Pop Culture Beat, look at the hair. That's Garen Cockrell. Behind Video Village. That's Meat on a Sword. Elliot Hochberg, the honcho, Matt Belknap, and our good friend, the now healthy Tony Thaxton. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.